The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
People would ask me, knowing what you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony, I'd be fine with that, because I found the work fascinating.
Well, he certainly made the arrangement. There's no doubt about that. It was on full display yesterday. How many times have we played this clip over the last, what has it been, a year and a half? Because as we said from the very beginning, this, we often talk about the fake president of the United States, Joe Biden. In fact, and we could coin a new phrase here, because what you're looking at there on the screen, that is the real fake president. He's the real fake. He wasn't obviously voted in legitimately, but he's the man behind the fake president, Joe Biden. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We certainly appreciate you joining our growing audience. You can get to the live audio stream of this show through CRN Digital Talk Radio. That's Channel 3 on their platform. It goes right into 11 million homes in the United States of America. To get to the live video stream, however, we offer that exclusively on our very own website, thetrumpet.com. Just type in thetrumpet.com/live. Takes you right to the live stream page. You can also get to the podcasts that are posted after the fact if you wish to view the program on demand. Our email address, if you'd like to send some feedback, td@thetrumpet.com. So Barack Obama, he makes his triumphant return to the White House yesterday. They're on hand, all of the communists, to celebrate. I guess it's 12 years now since Obama and Pelosi forced on through Congress the Unaffordable Care Act. Remember that? Pelosi said, can't wait till it gets approved so we can read it. Then we can know what's in it. 2,000 some odd pages. And this act, which has just given the government so much more control over health care, the government of the United States merging together with Big Pharma, and now we're 12 years on from it. And look at the last 2 years. Not that it's directly connected to the ACA, that act from 12 years ago, but Fauci, I mean, look at how they worked against Donald Trump in bed with the deep state. Just imposing their so much control, lockdowns, masks, and on it went. But there they were, the same cast of characters. There they were in the White House yesterday to celebrate this bill. But how revealing, starting with the jokes that supposedly, the jokes that Barack Obama started off with, carrying on with what Joe Biden then said, and then Joe Biden wandering around the room aimlessly as people were swarming around Barack Obama. What a visual. A picture, in this case video, it's worth 1,000 words, isn't it? Let's start first with what Barack Obama said at the top of his speech there at the White House. Clip 2.
Thank you, everybody. Have a seat. Have a seat. Thank you, Vice President Biden. Vice President. That was a joke. Thank you. That was all set up.
That was all a setup. Just a nice little joke about Joe Biden being the vice president, and then the vice president, or Joe Biden, giving Obama a salute, a full salute, after he cracks the joke. And there were some insiders that said Biden's people maybe weren't so happy about that comment. But look, Obama gave his speech first, and then Joe Biden is announced. And listen to the joke that he put out there. This is clip three.
Thank you very much. Please. My name is Joe Biden. I'm Barack Obama's vice president.
And so there's Joe Biden playing right along, as he should be, because Barack Obama, in his case, Obama was the kingmaker. Obama orchestrated the steal. Before that, Obama orchestrated the deep state attack on Donald Trump to try to destroy him before he could even be voted into office in 2016. And then throughout his administration, working in cahoots with the deep state, trying to destroy Donald Trump and anyone associated with him. And it culminated in the using COVID as the election steal. You've got the marriage now between big government and big pharma. And they've got the pretext, 100 million mail-in votes, which even the New York Times knows leads to fraud if it's places like Hungary, but certainly not in the United States. No, when 100 million votes are just floating around all over the place. That's a perfect election, so long as it gets you a third term for the king himself, the Antiochus, the one they swooned before, and they were swooning yesterday. Oh, yes, they were. A standing ovation for 30 and 40 seconds. And then, as I say, swarming around him after the event. As Joe Biden walks aimlessly through the room. A picture worth a thousand words. I am Joe Biden, Barack Obama's vice president, said Joe Biden yesterday. He continued. This is clip 10.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Barack Obama's vice president. And I'm Jill Biden's husband. By the way, the only reason Jill's not here today, she's working. She's teaching. And so I just want you to know that's why she's not here.
Interesting, too. You've got Barack Obama there just standing with his arms folded, looking as cool as a cucumber. And there's Joe Biden trying to explain why his wife couldn't make it. She's off teaching. Who's the president here? Who's the president of the United States? Now, as you look at this next footage, and you can leave me up on the side there if you guys want to, but it doesn't have audio, this next footage. You'll hear music in the background. But here's Joe Biden walking. And as you look at this footage, you see them surrounding Barack Obama. Just remember, as you look at this footage, that Joe Biden, the one off to himself, staring into the rafters, supposedly got 12 million more votes than Barack Obama did in his last election. Watch the video and look for yourself. This is clip 5. I think it was Tucker Carlson yesterday who said that it's perhaps one of the saddest things he's ever seen. Have you seen anything more pitiful? More sad than that? This man, he's been in office just for, what, 14, 15 months? Listen, by the way, speaking of Tucker, he played this montage last night of the media reaction to Joe Biden becoming president. This was shortly this coverage was shortly after the fake inauguration. Remember the staged inauguration when about 24 people showed up? They had barriers all around D.C. The National Guard was out in full force. I think 25,000 National Guardsmen, because it was so dangerous. The insurrection had just happened. So they staged this inauguration. And then the media, they were carrying that spirit of swooning into the Biden administration. Listen to the way they reported. This is Tucker, by the way, setting it up. Clip 6.
By the time he was inaugurated, here's what the press corps was telling you about Joe Biden. anybody who has any connection to reality about what is going on around them should have watched that and said, the adults are back in the room.
It seems as though we have a professional adult once again in the White House who's just simply doing the work.
Really, the theme, I would say, is the adults are back.
Still, it is a relief to have adults in charge.
Now we have adults in the White House.
Okay, the adults are back in the room.
There is a sense, I think, the world over that the adults have returned.
We have an adult in the White House now, and it's glorious.
These people, never an original thought among them. He's an adult. It's glorious.
Right. They're just like all in the same echo chamber. He's an adult. Now, finally, we've got the adult as opposed to Donald Trump. Oh, how thankful they were that Obama's people were able to orchestrate the steal and then set up the fake inauguration. And then in comes Joe Biden. And finally, all of the problems of the United States solved. Just like that. Just like that. Well, how times have changed. In just a little over a year, in this same segment, Tucker played a montage of the more recent coverage on this fake presidency. This is clip 8.
Even Biden's most faithful supporters in the press corps have turned on him. Watch this.
For President Biden, the outlook is pretty grim. War abroad, anxiety at home, and inflation at its highest level in 40 years.
Sky-high inflation is erasing bigger paychecks. While hourly earnings are up 5.6% over last year, nearly one in five workers says they run out of money before they get their next check.
You have historic inflation. You have record gas prices. Americans are feeling it.
Biden's numbers have dropped by double digits with young voters, and they were a big part of his coalition in 2020.
Voter anxiety is about more than rising prices or Russia's war in Ukraine. Violent crime in American cities remains persistently high, and there is a growing problem at the border.
President Biden's approval rating still hasn't found bottom, and it's been slowly trending down all year.
Now, how do you explain this this night and day difference between the way they reacted to the inauguration and what they're saying today? How do you explain it? Well, all you need to do is look at Barack Obama's visit to the White House yesterday, and you see them swooning around Obama, and you see Obama just dismissively referring to Joe Biden as the vice president, ignoring Joe Biden, in fact, the president of the United States. So the media, I mean, they take their cue from Antiochus. They took it last year, right after the inauguration. Hey, we're all on board with this. Even though, like Tucker pointed out in his segment last night, you go back a couple of years earlier than the inauguration, and the communists and the media were pleading with Joe Biden not to run. Please don't run. You're a horrible candidate. Do not run. You've got too many skeletons in your closet. You're a career politician. You're on the take from China, Ukraine, and all these countries abroad. Don't do it. Don't run. Then he runs. Bernie Sanders is the only one that really inspires the hardcore leftists in the Democrat Party. None of the others did anything. In fact, a lot of them, they despise the voters did. Kamala Harris being chief among them. And so Biden emerges to the top. In some ways, though, the perfect puppet, an empty suit, well past retirement age. And we don't need to get into those clips. The constant gaffes, as his handlers would say. But it's worse than that. And everybody knows it. Nevertheless, here is the puppet. And the media were right on board with this fraud from the very beginning. But now they're turning on him because the kingmaker, Barack Obama, has turned on him. And that's the truth. Listen to the late night comedians. This is Jimmy Kimmel from last night, clip 11.
It was all great until the end when everyone gathered around Obama and there was no one for Jill. Not the saddest thing you've ever seen in your life. I mean, really. Just, he was found 2 hours later wandering around the garden department at Lowe's.
So now he's just a big joke, even with the comedians on the left. Just a big joke. Yesterday we put out a program. What was the title? When Parody Becomes Reality. When the joke is actually real. The joke of a president. Yep, he occupies the White House. What if this is Jimmy Kimmel? If these are the communists in the media, if this is how they're reporting on it, if this is the way Barack Obama thinks of Joe Biden, and it's no secret, he despises Biden. When he speaks of Biden, it's Biden's going to mess it all up to strip away the profanity. He's going to mess it up. That's what Barack Obama thinks of Joe Biden. You thought that clip was embarrassing and shameful and pitiful and sad. The first one where he's walking around aimlessly. Look at this next one as he tries to get Barack Obama's attention. He's grabbing his shoulder. At one point, there's still photos of him looking almost angry. He's calling out Barack's name. Barack! Barack! And Obama just dismissively continues on. And same with Kamala Harris. She's right there. She's right there alongside Barack Obama. And the party continues for the one they swoon over. And you've got Joe Biden in the background, like in this photo right here. A perfect illustration of everything we've witnessed in the last 14, 15 months. This is clip 4. There's Joe Biden in the background, looking just clueless, looking at the back of Barack Obama. He's got his hand on his shoulder. He's calling out his name. He can't get his attention. Totally, totally ignored. And we're supposed to just play along. You remember this clip from Trump's presidency when he was in Europe with NATO leaders and he kind of pushed and shoved his way to the front? Look at this quickly. This is clip 16. And I mean the uproar over that. The communists in the media, the propagandists. Oh, World War III. He's going to start World War III. The man is so rude. The man has to go to the front of these NATO leaders. Well, just compare that to what America has now with respect to leadership. And stepping away from all of this, the images, the footage, and so on, think for a moment about, again, 2 Kings 14, and the war that Jeroboam has to set off just to recover what was taken from him, what was stolen away. The war, to be precise, is between Jeroboam and Antiochus, two administrations. Joe Biden's just the puppet. But how clear is it that what President Trump was confronting and fighting against for 4 years while he was in office was coming from that man, Barack Hussein Obama. And it continues. The war between these two, the political war. This is from The Hill talking about how Obama, they're hoping here Obama can just breathe life into this dead administration. It says when former President Barack Obama appears at the White House on Tuesday, Democrats say it will provide a much-needed boost to President Biden, who has been lagging in the polls. Well, he certainly has been. And the major media, the legacy media, they're finally reporting on this. It says here, Obama remains extremely popular with the Democratic base. Further on, it quotes this Democratic strategist saying, I think this comes at the right moment. We need a jolt of energy right now. And no one brings that more than Obama. But hang on a second, because Joe Biden got 12 million more votes. Why does he need a jolt? Why does he need some life into his illegitimate administration? Everyone knows what's going on here. Says here, their reunion, Democrats say, will be a full circle moment of sorts, invoking nostalgia and a longing for the Obama era. See, what these people won't admit outright is that we're in the midst of Obama's era. It's the third term of Obama's presidency. And who, I'll get to the trumpet here in just a second, but who was reporting on this before you are now seeing it in the headlines? Now Tucker Carlson, now Maria Bartiromo, now others are writing about it. Well, hang on a second, who's in charge here? You heard that from the trumpet at the moment of the inauguration. Yes, that's right. When all in the media were saying, finally, an adult is in the room. The trumpet, tomorrow's news today, was saying, hey, this is Obama, part three. It says here, anytime you have a popular ex-president, that is never a bad thing for the White House to be associated with, especially when you think of the history between Biden and Obama, said this strategist. That said, President Obama presents limited value for the Biden White House right now, given the multiple crises they are managing in real time. Well, here again, value to the White House? Obama's running the White House. Obama's running the show. And all these disastrous crises? This is, like our trumpet has pointed out before, this is chaos by design. This is what Obama wants. Obama wants 7 million people, 7 million migrants streaming into the country this year. This is part of the plan. Obama wants sky-high inflation. He wants energy costs going through the roof so people can buy electric cars. Even the people that live in rural communities, that live hundreds of miles away from stations that would actually pump up an electric vehicle. Still, I mean, it's as if we've got to make this night and day transformation in, well, exactly that, a night and day transformation. As if overnight we're going to go to electric cars. This is what they want. This is their utopia. This is what they've been dreaming about. And Barack Obama, you can see it on his face in the White House visit yesterday. He is ecstatic that they still swoon over him, even as they pile it on to Joe Biden, a man he despises, a man he has a special contempt for. Oh, yes, it's true. It's all working out according to plan, isn't it? Listen to Maria Bartiromo from yesterday morning, clip 14.
Now you've got former President Barack Obama trying to save the day. He is returning to the White House today, first time since leaving office. He will host an event with President Biden celebrating the Affordable Care Act, as the Biden administration is set to announce a new action to expand Obamacare. Senator, your thoughts. And I think what's interesting here is that now we understand that Obama is going to have weekly meetings with Joe Biden. So if you didn't think Obama was running the country before, maybe you can know that he's running the country now, given his weekly meetings with Joe Biden. How do you see all of this?
Well, Maria, we know that Obama's team has been calling the shots all during the Biden presidency.
Isn't this amazing? It's just now I guess it's common knowledge what the trumpet was saying a year ago, even earlier than that. Last year, this is the October 2021 issue. My father says here, again, this isn't incompetence. This is treason. That's from October. And my father says what Joe Biden did in Afghanistan. So this was soon after the disastrous pullout of Afghanistan that resulted in 13, 14 of America's Marines being slaughtered in that terrorist attack. Hundreds more dying. All these people trying to hang on to American planes as they were fleeing Afghanistan. It says here, what Joe Biden did in Afghanistan is a continuation of the disastrous anti-American policies of Barack Obama. It says here, why would he do that? There's a sinister reason. Many people can clearly see that Joe Biden is not really in charge of the government. That's October of last year, we said. Tomorrow's news today. He has filled his administration with Obama-era officials, and Mr. Obama himself is really directing the show. Some say correctly that this is effectively Obama's third term. That was October 2021, going back to even before the election steal. Notice what we wrote in August of 2019. This was the article, "Can President Trump Get Control of His Own Divided Government?" It was about the Trump administration and the resistance he was getting from the deep state. It's deep. That's swamp. It's full of a lot of swamp creatures on both sides of the aisle. August 2019, my father says, this prophecy shows that the primary problem in America that God has to save Israel from today is the spirit of Antiochus. Now, it's Barack Obama, as the America Under Attack booklet brings out, is Barack Obama that came in the spirit of Antiochus. If you don't have this booklet, make sure you call our operators today. Request a free copy. Toll-free number here in the States, Canada, the Caribbean, 1-866-930-3024. Ask for America Under Attack. This is a book, as I've said before, that we're in the midst of updating and expanding. It says here, speaking of the influence of the spirit of Antiochus, that man's influence continues to plague America today through the deep state, which he largely controlled. Look at the corruption within the government that had taken hold. It says, in a democracy, it is very hard to get those rotten people out of office. See, that corruption continues. It's deeply embedded into every arm and agency of the U.S. government. This war between, on the one hand, Antiochus, and on the other hand, Jeroboam, the one that says in 2 Kings 14, God's going to use Jeroboam to prevent the name of Israel from being blotted out. I played you that montage from Tucker. I have to give him credit for that. His producers put together that reaction to the inauguration. Finally, there's an adult in the room. This is how the legacy media reported on the inauguration, the staged event from January of 2021. This is the first trumpet that came out following the inauguration. And you can see there the headline, "The President of the United States, asterisk." He's not the real president. He's not even the real fake president. The real fake president is Barack Obama. It's his third term that's playing out. But going back over this article this morning, I read through it again. It's from March of 2021. The title of the piece, "The President of the United States, asterisk." Go back. Please do go back. Following that event yesterday at the White House. Go in, and it's not even just about, hey, Barack Obama's behind Joe Biden. It's everything that had happened in the lead up to the inauguration and after. And the trumpet was just spot on. I mean, you read this article today and it's perfect for where we are, even though the article's over a year old. We talk here about the inauguration, how that it was a staged event with just a couple hundred people. When has this ever happened in the United States of America? How do you react to that protest where there were, we now know, government informants, FBI agents, Antifa members? We know it was infiltrated. That Trump protest on January 6th, 2021. We now know this. At the time, of course, you know how the media reacted. Oh, insurrection. We've got to board up the entire city of D.C. and do it for months, said Pelosi. She wouldn't take in the troops when Donald Trump suggested it in the lead up to the inauguration. In the lead up to January 6th. The inauguration was a couple weeks later. But she certainly did send in the troops after the setup. That's really what it was on January the 6th. So then the inauguration happens on the 20th, and it's perfect, isn't it? I mean, it's a staged inauguration, which is the perfect event to kick off a fake presidency. Of course, you can't make this up. This is from our article. Listen to this. "We know there was voter fraud." This is what we wrote in this issue, March 2021. This is something that Fox News couldn't talk about. You cannot get into voter fraud. Listen, it's all insurrection now. Now, they were assembling Congress. They were assembling on January 6th to discuss voter fraud. But we can't do that anymore. We can't discuss that anymore. because insurrection is the topic you can discuss. Okay, Donald Trump's been banned from Twitter because of insurrection. So it's Donald Trump. He's the leader of the insurrection. Then there's the insurrection. Talk about voter fraud. Blot it out. You're just erased from social media. So the trumpet, of course, the Trump, we're not beholden to any advertisers. We just come along and we give you the truth. And as it happens, it's tomorrow's news today. It says here, we know there was voter fraud. We know it was extensive. We know it was organized. And we know there was someone behind it who had the power, motive, and gall to commit the greatest electoral steal in history. And Joe Biden knows all this too. It says, Joe Biden's inauguration was the culmination of a massive deep state plot to destroy Donald Trump and empower Biden's boss, Barack Obama. Now, I submit to you, no one else, even on the conservative right, was saying this just after the inauguration in 2021. It's the March issue, but we assemble it in February. The inauguration is in January. We put together the material and we tell you, look, all of this, the steal, everything that was orchestrated by the deep state, the Antiochus administration, it's all meant to empower Joe Biden's boss, Barack Obama. That's in this issue. That's in this issue from right after the inauguration. It says here, this is where he's talking about this, how the communists, and they had this extensive organized voter fraud organization, to use the terms that Joe Biden himself did in October of 2020. And we said here, this organization's main goal was to restore the political machinery of Barack Obama to power. It says, he said his operatives worked furiously during the Trump presidency. He and his operatives, speaking of Obama and his people, they worked furiously during the Trump presidency, during the re-election bid, and especially during the election itself. And then further on, the article says, this abrupt transformation was a deliberate strategy enacted by radicals like Barack Obama. They were able to pull off the steal. They pulled off the steal on November 3rd. And then, of course, as you know from this, this is not even ancient history. This is a year and a half ago. Trump and his people, Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis and them, they were going around to these state legislatures saying, look, we've got piles of evidence. And that was to culminate in the January 6th hearing where senators and congressmen were going to this hearing with evidence. And they were going to debate it for 10 hours and request more. 10 more days in the case of Ted Cruz. That's the proposal that he submitted. Look, we've still got 2 weeks before the inauguration. The evidence needs to be examined. And then you have the insurrection. And then you have the outrage, the outcry from the left and the right. Mitch McConnell, all of them just caved in to what the narrative that the radical left established on January 6th. The right picked up on that and ran with it. But what did you get in the trumpet? What did you read in the Trumpet magazine? This is right after the inauguration. This is weeks after January 6th, the protests that went awry. The Trumpet says this. This tragedy was not as it seemed. The January 6th tragedy was not as it seemed. That's this issue right here. Tomorrow's news today says here, dozens involved in the Capitol storming were found listed in the FBI's terrorist screening database. Some were members of the Oath Keepers anti-government militia. Others were members of the far-left group Antifa. In fact, video and other evidence indicates that Antifa worsened the Capitol breach and may have even staged it to discredit President Trump. Talks about this John Sullivan guy. Remember the one that went to CNN? He was getting paid. He was Antifa, and he's getting paid by CNN. He's there to stir up strife, and then he goes on CNN to say, yeah, this is what I witnessed. It was all staged, just like the inauguration. says the violence that Sullivan and others encouraged gave leftist news executives a pretext to portray the violence at the Capitol as an insurrection started by President Trump. So this was the Trumpet's take before, this is months before Tucker Carlson came out with his documentary that exposed this fraud and hoax. This was before all of those revolver news stories that concentrated on Ray Epps and the scaffolding commander guy and all these other infiltrators, all these other FBI agents and informants. Why would there be so many FBI agents in there stirring up strife, encouraging violence, encouraging for the Capitol doors to be breached? It's because it was all a setup. The FBI was involved. The Capitol Police were involved. They were helping open the doors to the protesters. Nancy Pelosi knew about it. And certainly, at the very, very top, Barack Hussein Obama. Hey, we need to change the narrative. We certainly cannot have the evidence of a stolen election presented before Congress. We certainly cannot have evidence of theft, of stealing, of lying, of cheating in front of TV cameras going all over the world with their footage. What about Project Veritas? Think of what we now know that we didn't know when we put this Trumpet together. This was March of 2021, and we now, just March of this year, there was the Project Veritas expose. What was his name? Rosenberg? The award-winning New York Times reporter who basically said, yeah, the media overreacted to January 6th. Of course, it was no insurrection. It certainly wasn't a planned insurrection. And my fellow reporters who pretended that there was so much violence that they were endangered, that their lives were in grave danger. Well, that's ridiculous. Nothing like that happened. So says the New York Times when they don't know they're being recorded. So what does that tell you about January 6th? What does that tell you about the take that the Trumpet had right as it was happening? What did we say at the very start of the quote? This tragedy is not as it seemed. It's not what you're getting on CNN. It's not what you're getting even on Fox News. Something very different happened that's not being reported, that's being covered up. It says here, this is our Trumpet article. Everyone ought to oppose violence and destruction and the dishonoring of our capital, but no one should be deceived. The Capitol riot, listen to this point, this is what got lost in the events of January 6th, just like this, just with a snap of a finger. Once the radical left, the communist left, staged this insurrection, then what was lost from view? It says here, but no one should be deceived. The Capitol riots do not change the facts about the election. It was stolen. That's what every single one of those congressmen and women, the senators that went to that hearing, that's what they should have gotten up and said after 4 hours of protesting. I mean, come on. For an insurrection? 4 hours of people milling around in Congress taking selfies? And that's the most dangerous event in America since the Civil War? Not a chance. Nope. The narrative has since broken down, for sure. Tucker's exposed it. Revolver's exposed it. Others have exposed it. Others even in congressional hearings now saying, you know, what about Ray Epps? How come Ray Epps wasn't arrested? Ray Epps was saying, we need to go into the Capitol. How come he didn't get put in jail? How come he's not rotting away in jail like so many of those other Trump protesters? It's all been exposed as a hoax. But keep in mind, the Jan 6 hoax was meant to cover up the November 3rd hoax. That's the truth. That's the truth. We cover in this article how, let me just finish this quote. It says, the radical Democrats' ploy worked. Coming back to what we said about these weak-willed lawmakers, 4 hours of so-called insurrection, they meekly come back into the chambers of Congress and say, you know, we were going to protest it and look into evidence, but now we can't do that because we had an insurrection So the election steal, that's perfectly legit. We've decided on a whim. We've decided to change our position on a dime. That's right. Even the senator here in Oklahoma, Senator Lankford. No, I'm not going to get into contesting the election anymore. Why? Well, because we had an insurrection. And what did the trumpets say at the time? No one should be deceived. The Capitol riots do not change the facts about the election. It was stolen. Who's willing to do anything about that insurrection? Who's willing to do anything about that coup? Evidently not very many. And yet the truth keeps coming out, doesn't it? And so you see, even this week, commentators beginning to say, wait a second. Is this Joe Biden's administration or is this Barack Obama? It's Barack Obama. That was made clear yesterday. The trumpet said this, the radical Democrats' ploy worked. Exaggerate and sensationalize a protest hijacked by a handful of rabble-rousers. And keep in mind, at the time of this writing, this is March 2021, we didn't even know about all the FBI agents that were in the mix. Hijacked by a handful of rabble-rousers, then used this as a pretext to certify the stealing of a presidency and to amass more power to destroy what is left of the Constitutional Republic. See, it's all part of the plan of Antiochus. Fundamentally transform the United States of America. That's what he aims to do. And he comes into the White House yesterday, and people cheer! And they want to hug him, and they want to shake hands. Oh, it's Antiochus! He's transforming the United States into a communist nation. We love him! We love him. It says here, the Capitol riot reminds a lot of people of what happened at the Reichstag in 1933. Despite rumors that he himself had helped instigate it, Adolf Hitler used the destruction at Germany's Capitol building to target his enemies and to empower himself. The left is using the January 6th riot at the Capitol, whoever was behind it, as America's Reichstag fire. See, forget about this communist takeover of the U.S. government. We've got a Reichstag fire. We've got an insurrection that nearly happened. So we need committees for that. We need to keep the spotlight on that. And if any of you dare bring up a so-called stolen election, that's what fueled the insurrection on January 6th, that thinking. So we've got to blot out that thinking. We can't look at all of the fraudulent ballots that they're now turning up in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, I already have in Arizona, Georgia. My father says, actually, this is the same article. This is actually one I wrote. Going back to March 2021, we talked about, again, right around January 6th. Following that, you had the ABC director who came out and basically said, we need to cleanse the political arena from this Trump influence. Katie Couric, who can forget? How are we going to deprogram these Trump people? This is what news directors were saying. Incredibly, this is what news directors were saying after January 6th. And we wrote, this is a chilling preview of massive oppression under the Biden administration. That's here in the first issue after the inauguration. The massive oppression under the Biden administration. It says, and those powering it are agents of the former Obama administration. And it goes through the chronology here. January 6th happens. The narrative is established by the mainstream media. On January 7th, Michelle Obama, she's Barack Obama's wife. She sends the letter to social media outlets in the big tech, basically, in Silicon Valley and says, hey, how can you let Donald Trump still have a voice? That's January 7. And then guess what happens on January 8? Donald Trump is banned from Twitter. Has been to this day. Hopefully Elon Musk can switch that around and reinstate him. But to this day, Donald Trump has not been able to address 80 million followers that he had on Twitter. Can you believe this? A sitting, at the time, he was the sitting president. And Twitter banned him. You can't make this up. He had as many followers on Twitter as Joe Biden supposedly got in the election. Fraudulently. 81 million votes, not a chance. 80 million followers on Twitter. I think most of them were legit. He had the sham at January 6th, January 8th. He's banned from Twitter. And what was it, January 9th or 10th, when Nancy Pelosi comes forward and issues those articles of impeachment? They're going to impeach Trump even after he leaves office. And Nancy Pelosi let the cat out of the bag. She said the silent part out loud, saying that, well, we're doing this because we don't want him ever to come back into power. We don't want Donald Trump running for U.S. president ever, ever, ever again. This is the article, March 2021. It says, after Barack Obama was elected president in 2012, my father wrote a startling booklet titled America Under Attack. So here it is. Here it is. We refer to it in this March 2021 trumpet. It says, it revealed that Obama was inspired by the same spirit that has empowered other destructive leaders, particularly the ancient Seleucid king, Antiochus Epiphanes. Antiochus obtained the throne through lies. Then he betrayed the people of Judah, over whom he had power, slaughtering them, defiling the temple in Jerusalem with an idol of himself, and attempting to fundamentally transform Jewishness itself. Like Antiochus Epiphanes, Obama obtained power through deceit, in large part by pretending he was more moderate than he was, but then he became the most biblically hostile president in U.S. history and worked to destroy America's constitutional system of government and the Judeo-Christian principles upon which the Constitution is based. He succeeded in fundamentally transforming the United States of America by dividing its population, packing the judiciary with anti-communist, anti-constitution judges, I should say, and filling the civil service, military, and intelligence agencies with deep state bureaucrats personally loyal to him. See, they got to swoon. If they're going to be a deep state bureaucrat, they've got to swoon before Obama. It says, this astonishing truth is why we at the Trumpet keep an eye on Obama even after he left office. And so even after he left office, we knew and we reported on it in the Trumpet and we told you it's Obama working through the deep state to try to destroy the Trump presidency. And then with the election steal and the events thereafter, we told you it's Obama. This is Obama's third term. And now you look at some of the headlines today. Here again, tomorrow's news today. Listen to Tucker Carlson from his opening monologue last night. This is clip 7.
Now, it's true that Barack Obama has never liked Joe Biden. For the 8 years they worked together, Obama mocked him relentlessly as an old white guy. He did his best to keep Biden at the periphery. That's why he got the Ukraine account, fatefully. But even someone as arrogant as Barack Obama can pretend if he has to pretend. And that's the point of the video we just showed you. Obama no longer has to pretend. He can tell the world in the clearest possible terms that he has no respect for Joe Biden, because at this point, nobody has respect for Joe Biden.
Pretty amazing to hear that on the most popular cable news show on U.S. television. He has no respect for, at this point, Joe Biden is disposable. We had a program just the other day on Obama pulling the plug on Joe Biden. And it's amazing. Even I mentioned this trumpet over and again, but I looked through some of the programs just hunting for clips last night and this morning from our show, clips we've used before. I don't have time to get into some of the things Jen Psaki said about, oh, yeah, they talk every day. And, the Obama, we work together with the Obama team. She said that last April. They've said the silent part out loud all through these past 14, 15 months. And each time they do it, we tell you, we show you. And we remind you of what we've been saying all along. And now it's an open secret, I guess. He's disposable. We've gotten about as far as we can go with the puppet. So he can go off into retirement. He's nearly 80. Wandering around aimlessly at an event yesterday. What a perfect and apt visual for his entire fake presidency. Wandering around aimlessly. That's been the last 15 months. From one disaster to the next. And now Tucker and others are admitting what we said all along. Yeah, it actually is true. It actually is the Antiochus who's behind all of this. Listen again to what Tucker had to say last night, clip 9.
What's going on here? Well, exactly what it looks like. The Democratic Party and its media wing have decided to jettison Joe Biden. There was never an official order to do this. What you're watching here, as always, is the hive mind at work. Democrats have the same reactions because they have the same instincts. Biden is weak. We must get rid of him. Biden can't lead. Therefore, at some point soon, he won't be allowed to lead. It's that simple. So they've decided to replace Joe Biden, period. But how will they do it and who will they replace him with? That's what we don't know.
So really, you're getting into even some of the things we've said. And there's details for sure that we don't know yet. My father has said Donald Trump's coming back. It's prophesied. We don't know how it's going to play out. We still feel like it's going to be before 2024. But there's some details left to unfold. But you look at the framework that we've given you. You go back to March of 2021. Look at the first couple of issues before that. In 2021. That speak to the fact that Jeroboam's coming back, that God's going to use him to save Israel, not because of our righteousness. He's going to do it to prevent the devil from blotting out even the name. And in so doing, it does give us one last opportunity, our people, our nations, to turn to God in repentance and faith. Very few have been willing to do that, even as we've just been drenched in sin, and we declare our sin as Sodom, it says in the book of Isaiah. God is correcting our people, and the correction is going to get stronger in the months and the few short years that we have left ahead of us before the return of Jesus Christ to this earth. They've decided to jettison Joe Biden. Wow. This is amazing. What's happening? Going back to March 2021, here's what we wrote. It says, in God's eyes, Donald Trump is the legitimate winner of the 2020 United States presidential election. We do not know how long it will be until he reassumes control over the nation, but we do know that God will use him to stop the radical left from destroying the country. That much we know. He's going to use Donald Trump to stop the radical left, the communist left, from destroying the country. And until that happens, be assured that this is not the administration of Joe Biden that we're looking at. In fact, the real fake president of the United States of America is Barack Hussein Obama. I've got about a minute left. Let me just give you an email, if I can locate the one that is in response to yesterday's show. Here it is. It says, what a hilarious and sobering intro. We played this this opening from Saturday Night Live from back in 1978, when parody becomes reality. A joke in 78. It's now happening. And you could say the same thing about everything that's transpired in the lead up to the 2020 election. The joke of the candidacy, a basement candidate that couldn't even come out in public except for a few rare occasions where just a few supporters showed up in the rings, you know. And that joke is now reality. It really is. What a hilarious and sobering intro, this viewer writes. It reminds me of the Babylon Bee complaining that they can't come up with any joke headlines anymore because the Democrats keep stealing all of them with all of their real-life actions. If you'd like to email the show, you can send comments to td@thetrumpet.com. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. We certainly appreciate you joining us for today's show, and we'll see you tomorrow.